at the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Larry Foster with John Deere. And Larry, what do you do for the company?
I'm a district sales manager for John Deere Commercial Worksite Products. I cover 5.5 states for John Deere Company for those products.
Well, you have one of the non-green colored pieces of equipment here on display in the exhibit. Tell me what you've got out here.
Okay, we have a Model 332 skid steer, the Model 332E. It's a new series. The previous series was our D series. We have a transition of 14 of our 18 models in 2013. This is one of those 14 models that is transitioning from the D series to the E series. This is the largest skid steer in our model lineup that's on display.
So bringing it out here to this show, farm show, this is, I guess, more in the kind of construction area, but a very useful tool out on the farm as well, I guess.
Absolutely. Skid steers are sold to probably four key market segments. Number one actually is rental, and or landscaping, I should say. Number two is construction. Number three is rental, and number four is the agricultural or material handling markets. So it's a very useful tool for virtually every type of farm use application.
What would some of those be that you might have talked with folks out here about in terms of applications on their farm? What do they look to use this kind of vehicle for most often?
Okay, so for dairy, obviously, it's sometimes it's feed, cleaning up manure, jobs around the farm. Beef cattle, it's pushing manure much of the time, moving material into the pens, again, outside and inside. For the grain farmers, a lot of times they use it kind of like a mobile forklift. They put their seed boxes, maybe they want to load in, they're about 2,500 pounds. They want to lift them up to a fair height. They use maybe more like pallet fork type work. And then, of course, buckets, augers are common tools. Bale spears are common tools for kind of the hay guys that are round baling or square baling. They've got bale spikes, bale spears, bale grapples, all these variety attachments to go on skid steers.
So with this unit you've got out here, what are some of the like really key features that are making this set apart from previous versions of models?
Okay, so the new E series has, compared to the D series, has a large variety of new features. Number one, we'll go back. This particular model is 100 gross horsepower, so it's over the 75 and above. It's moved from a Tier 3 to an IT4 engine, so it has a DOC DPF exhaust system on it. People have paid particular notation of that. Another one is a new feature that we've added to the John Deere line of skid steers this year is ride control, which smooths the ride for the operator as they go over rough terrain or bumps, helps prevent spillage of material that they may have in their bucket or whatever they're carrying on pallet forks, for example. Within the operator station, we have a sealed switch module panel. It's keyless start. That's common for rental and construction. Some farm equipment customers are also, they don't have to worry about a key. They can program certain codes for operators and their owner code. Another big feature is controls. John Deere, we offer really four setups of controls. We have a control pattern for the Bobcat guy that wants foot controls. We got a control pattern for the Case guy that wants H pattern hand controls. We got the control pattern for the CAT style with the ISO, drive with the left hand, load with the right hand. And first to the industry of all the skid steer manufacturers, we have three-way switchable controls. So you can push a button and switch between ISO, CAT controls, H pattern Case controls, or foot pedal Bobcat type controls with just the push of a button. So if you have a mix of operators on your farm or wherever, I like to run CAT style controls. This machine, it works for everybody by just pushing a button. Little details, we call them courtesy lights. So as soon as you open the door, the cab dome light inside lights up, gives you an illuminated interior as you climb into the machine. Maybe in the evening or in the morning when you turn off the machine, the headlights, like your car, can be programmed to stay on 15, 30, 45, or 60 seconds in length. So it gives you an illuminated path as you egress your machine, maybe in a dark building or in the dark, slippery or holes around the machine. You can see where you go.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of new features here. What kind of feedback have you been getting from folks here looking at it?
A lot of good feedback. Of course, we've got a variety of potential owners here, some that have never owned a skid steer, to some that have the previous series, the D series, specifically looking at what's changed with the E series, some that have had older Deere series and have noticed, there's even more changes because then they had the D series to catch up on. And then some of the competitors that have come over here that own competitive owners that have comparing their Bobcat or their Case or their Caterpillar to the new John Deere E-Series. And I think we've opened up their eyes and answered a lot of their questions.
All right. Well, thanks for asking mine out here, Larry. We've been visiting in the John Deere exhibit at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.